Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Continuing from where we left off in the previous Mishnah, discussing the Ta'im, the chambers that are wrapped around the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Here we're going to discuss the dimensions of these chambers. Hatachtona, Hedyota Hatachtona, meaning the first floor of these chambers, Chamesh. Each chamber had a width of 5 Amos. So the chambers on the north and on the south side, they had their width from north to south of 5 Amos per chamber. And the chambers on the west side had a width from east to west of 5 amos per chamber. Veroved sheish, and then a roved of 6 amos. So the roved was a rispet, it was the floor, sha'agabe tikras hadyota, on top of the roof of the first floor of chambers. Vayaroichva, in its width, was a tera, it was greater al chalal hatam, under the airspace of the chamber below, by 1 amma. Why? Levishitigras hatam, the roof of the chambers, was supported via the wall of the Heichal. And the wall of the Heichal, nismay be'ubav, its thickness would become less, neged tikras hedyot hadachtona ama'achas, meaning kedelitin sham tikras hatikra, in order to place the beam of the roof of the first floor of chambers, so there, the wall of the Heichal would become less in order to support that beam. And therefore, v'hamtzas sheish, the middle floor now, its width was greater by 1 amma. Its floor was 6 amos. Roichav, the width of each chamber on the middle floor was 6 amos, like the kerochav of a ritzpah, like the width of its floor. V'roved, now the ritzpah, the floor, it was on top of the middle level, so the roof of the middle level, which is now going to be the floor of the third level, was sheva, was 7 amos. Why? Because again, Sheshuv Nismayit Kosel HaHichal, the wall of the Heichal, its thickness would become less to support the roof of the middle floor by an Amma, which serves as the floor of the third floor. Venimza Rocha comes at the width now of the third floor is greater than the roof of the middle floor by an Amma, and hence now the floor of the third floor is going to be 7 Amos. V'Elyona, now V'Hatam, Shebekom HaElyona, the chambers in the third floor was Sheva, was 7 Amos, like the width of its floor, like we just mentioned. Shenemar, it's all based on a pasuk, as it says, by the first piece of Mikdash that Shlomo built, Hayotzia HaTachtona Chamesh, Ba'ama Rachva, V'Tichona Shesh Ba'ama Rachva, V'Hashlishes Sheva Ba'ama Rachva. So the first floor had a width of 5, the second floor had a width of 6, the third floor had a width of 7. Hayitziya hainu hadyota, v'sofa shal pasuk ki migras, the sound labis saviv, the bias saviv chutza, meaning chumas haheichal, the wall of the haheichal, haysa koneses ama achas, it would bring in an ama against the beams that it was supporting. Levilti achos b'kiras abayas, k'desh lo yehi tzarech lasos churim b'koysal, lit chov sham es roshi hakuro shal tikra. So to avoid like making holes in the wall of the haheichal, the wall of the Heichal would just become less and less as it went up in order to support these beams. So the way they did their design was the wall of the Heichal would just become a little bit less as it went up in order to support the roof of that chamber. And therefore, the bottom floor would have a width of 5. But as you went up, the middle floor had a width of 6, and then the top floor had a width of 7. Mishnah Hey. Now, Mishnah Hey, we are going to discuss, so we actually mentioned back in Mishnah Gimel, that there was a chamber in the Keren Mizrachis Tzfonis. It was in the northeast corner, that chamber actually had Haya Pesach Le Mesiba. We had mentioned it had 5 entrances, as opposed to 3, and there was a Pesach there, an entrance to the Mesiba. But we really didn't discuss what the Mesiba was. So the Mesiba is Hainu Aliyah B'Shipua Mimizach Marav. It's like this ramp that goes up from east to west. And it's called Mesiba B'Mesha Olimba B'Sivuvam Lagag. One would go onto it, B'Sivuvam Lagag, to go up to the roof, Atam of the chambers, and to the roof of the Heichal. So let's see. U'Mesiba Haisa Oila Mikar Mizrachas Tzfonis. This Mesiba, this ramp, would go up from the Karen Mizrachas Tzfonis, the northeast corner, Le Karen Tzfonis Maravis, to the northwest corner of the Heichal. Shibahayu Oilam Lagagos Hata'am, that one would enter there to go to the roof of the chambers Shibamarv in the west. Haya the Kohen would Ola would go up Mesiba, go up this ramp, Upanam Panav Lamarv, his face was to the west. Hiluch al Kol Pneyatzef, and then he'd go Bechol Ruach, he'd make a turn over the whole northern side. Aj Megil Lamarv, till he would reach the Karen Tzfonis Marav, the northwest corner. Higia, he would reach Lamarv to the west. Va'ola, he'd go up onto the roof of the chamber. Va'hafach panav l'darim, he'd turn his face southward. Hilech, he would go kolpnei marav, the whole west side, on the roof of these chambers. Asher megil l'darim, until he reached the south, l'karon to the dromus marav, the southwest corner. Higia l'darim, once he reached the south, va'hafach panav l'minzoch, he turned his face eastward. Ha'yimahalech b'darim, he'd go towards the south. Asher megil l'pitzcha shel aliyah, until he would reach the pitzcha, the entrance of the aliyah. Shahisa ala hechel, this aliyah opening was on the hechel and on the Kodesh HaKadoshim. She pitzcha shel aliyah pasuach ladarim, the opening of the aliyah was open to the south. She pesach aliyah haya bekoisel, meaning it was located, the koisel hadromi shel on its south wall. Ube pitzcha shel aliyah, and on this opening of this aliyah, hayu shnei kolonazos shel ares, were two beams of cedar wood. She behen hayu oil in the gagal shel aliyah, that one would go on them to the roof of the aliyah. El Agag, to the roof of the Aliyah of the Heichal. And some Farshim explained, Shayu Oilin, they'd go on like Shlavim, on these like rungs that were situated between these cedar beams, kind of like a ladder. Others explained that Shibuklonosos, Hayu Chokuk Mokom, Lamaimet Haraglayim, Laalos Vladis Behen. On these Klonosos, on these beams, there was like an engraved area where they could stick their feet and then climb and go up and down. Birashe Pispasin, Rashi Kairis, the tips of these beams, a bolt that would protrude from the wall, Mavdilin would separate Ba'aliyah in the Aliyah between the Kodesh and between the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Benachele, between the portion Shoya Agabe that was on top of the Heichal, between the portion Shoya Agabe that was on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because he's on top of it now. Velulin, and then there were these windows, Hayu Psuchin Ba'aliyah, that were open in this Aliyah, Beritzpas Aliyah, on the floor of the Aliyah. The base Kodesh HaKadoshim, they would go down into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shebehenu you mishalshlen esu'umanin betevo. So they would lower the workers in these boxes through these like windows, these openings. Shebezman shoyu tzrichim matakin, because when they needed to fix the walls of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they couldn't just send anybody inside. And they couldn't just enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The only one that could go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim was the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So what they would do is that they had these like openings, these skylights in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they would lower the workers through these skylights into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they would lower them in these boxes, shayustuman, that were sealed from three sides, kadei shelo yuzunu einehen mibeis kodshei HaKadoshim, so their eyes don't stray around the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shelo yene, they shouldn't have any benefit mimar from looking at the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They couldn't just enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like we said. It was only the Kohen Gadol could go inside on Yom Kippur into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what would they do when they need to make a repair? So they would climb all the way up, like we mentioned over here. They'd go through these arubos, these skylights in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they'd be lowered from on top, and they'd be in an enclosed box from three sides, and only allow a view of the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the exact area where they have to fix, and then they'd be pulled out. So they're strictly going in to do the repair, and not having any kind of benefit from the Kodesh HaKadoshim.